Welcome to the Good Grit Stories podcast, a weekly podcast telling stories of hope, compassion, and the perseverance of the human spirit. Brought to you by Good Grit Magazine, the character of the South. You can find out more about the podcast and the magazine at goodgritmag.com. Now on to this week's story.
The Intelligent Giant Elephant Sanctuary. Words by Kara Clark. Read by Nancy Peterson. Far from the ochre-hued plains and bleached grasslands of the African savanna, and oceans away from the lush jungles of Asia, a group of wrinkly gray bachelorettes rambles about a paradise of privacy and free will. With a life of celebrity behind them, the unconventional pachyderm retirees have found respite among the dense hardwoods, soaring pines, and slumbering fields comprising 2,700 acres of rich Tennessee countryside, a restful contrast to the cheering crowds and forced revelry of life in the spotlight. These colossal creatures, with their vast memory stores and problem-solving skills, make their own choices these days. Elephants are extremely complex and intelligent and have their own personalities and life histories, says Todd Montgomery, the Elephant Sanctuary's education manager. Their stories shape who they are and how they live their daily lives. What the scientific community has seen in observing elephants is the complexity of social structures and how they relate to one another with incredible bonds within their groups. What we have here is a group of female elephants that have not grown up together and aren't biologically related, who are living in the same environment. It's important for them to be with other elephants. The elephants have ample space to choose their social circles within the haven, often favoring a best buddy or taking up as a trio of compatriots. But it's never demanded of them. And human interaction is at a minimum, hence a policy of no visitors in the habitat. When it's time for routine vet work or a pedicure, a necessity for those giant calloused feet, the girls are asked to voluntarily come to an enclosure where they're plied with yummies like pumpkin, jelly beans, PB&J sandwiches, and giant nutritional gummies while the work is done. If that's not on their agenda for the day, the humans are the ones who comply, shifting the staff's tasks to another day when the mammal in question might be more in a mood for interaction with the bipeds. Founded in 1995, the Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, Tennessee, was the brainchild of Carol Buckley and Scott Blaise, who in the 1990s were searching for a retirement home for Tara, a former performing elephant. It was a time when people had begun asking questions about why trained elephants like Tyke, a circus elephant who rioted in Honolulu, Hawaii, and killed her groom, would be driven to escape their bonds and wreak destruction. The incident that ended in Tyke's death, and other such volatile displays, shined a light on the darkness of life in captivity for creatures whose ancestors have inhabited the planet for upwards of 55 million years. The sanctuary has become a beacon in the bleakness, and Todd says its environs are as close an approximation of the animal's natural habitat as is possible in the U.S. The elephants that retire to this domain most often were taken from the wild when they were young, usually before they were 2 years old, and always are female. Because males are more difficult to care for, it's most often female elephants used in performances, and thus in dire need of this nonprofit organization licensed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. Some of the elephants who meet at the sanctuary are fast friends. Sissy and Winky bonded immediately. Debbie, Minnie, and Ronnie were besties almost from the beginning. It's natural to create relationships within their own genus, and the elephants stay in one of three habitats according to their needs. Each is equipped with necessities, such as heated barns, solar water pumps, hay storage buildings, spring-fed lakes, pastures and woodlands, fencing, on-site security houses, and miles of internal maintenance roads. Asian and African elephants are completely different, Todd says. They're separated by thousands of miles of geography and have different behavior patterns, different diets, and different ways of expressing themselves. We keep them completely separate. The common denominator here is the need for succor. Some have retired, but others have been confiscated for mistreatment and placed at the sanctuary, which scrupulously attends to dietary needs and personality quirks. Their experience-wizened eyes, small and expressive in relation to their immense stature, seems to have seen much of what society has to offer and often found it wanting. Rather than taking an active role in elephant rescue, the facility serves as a solution and refuge when needed. Our job, and where we can serve all elephants, is to be a place to be where they can come when owners are ready and they are ready, Todd says. Some have come from situations with legally documented neglect and mistreatment. Some enjoy human interaction, some are indifferent, and some prefer not to interact. For elephant and human safety, no human here has free, unobstructed contact with the elephants, and it's really all about what's best for the elephants. Looking ahead to how to expand to host a larger elephant population, the sanctuary has broken ground on a new discovery center, slated for a late spring opening. It will raise funds and allow the public to attend outdoor classrooms and learn the backstories of the elephants at the sanctuary, as well as about the crisis facing elephants in the wild. It's not a venue to view the elephants. Instead, a 24/7 elephant cam on www.elephants.com gives observers the world over online access to their now peaceful lifestyle. As they meander through their days, the elephants are followed by enthusiasts, supporters, and longtime admirers who may have had their lives touched by meeting them before they retired to their pachyderm paradise. "The fun part of my job is learning more about these elephants," Todd says. "We get phone calls and emails from people all around the world who ask if this is the same Winky they saw in 1986. And then they tell a story about an interaction they had. It's fascinating to learn the missing pieces to their life puzzle."
Today's story was read by Nancy Peterson with original music by Kyle Carpenter and Wilder Adkins. Make sure to subscribe to Good Grit Stories on your listening app of choice. And if you like Good Grit Stories, please leave us a review. It helps more than you know. As always, you can find these stories and many more at goodgritmag.com, where you can sign up for our weekly newsletter and even get a subscription to the magazine. And if you use the promo code GRITTY, you'll get 20% off your subscription. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see y'all next week for another installment of Good Grit Stories.